You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, after the shocking performance of the resources sector today, many might wonder whether or not the gold run is actually over, whether or not this is the end and this is where we all decide to finally sell off. I happen to have the benefit of other information that's been shared that we're going to be sharing with you, of course, that is a different perspective provided by the chief economist at Citadel in Martin Ackerman. He joins me on the line now to take a look at the conversation around the gold market and potentially see if there is more than what meets the eye. Martin, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. This latest gold rally, probably the best we've seen in this lifetime. To go from pandemic lows of 1,650 to what recently all-time highs would be north of $4,300 a fine ounce. If we look at that rally holistically, I don't think we've ever seen such a good rally. What do you make of what's happening in the market at the moment?
Yes, yeah. Thanks, Jeremy, for having me on the show. It is, I think there's a structural change taking place in the market. Typically, gold is a safe haven asset. So when things are uncertain and there's a lot of fear, then the gold price run. That normally correlates with weaker dollar. So if people don't want to be in the dollar, then they're looking for something else, a physical asset like gold. Where we are right now, there's a new kid on the block as well, and that's cryptocurrencies. So that they also benefit from this. So it actually all boils down to the concern about the dollar remaining the reference currency in the world, given some of the policies that Trump's being implemented. But even having said that, the dollar dropped 10% this year and gold's up 60%. So there's something more in the gold price than just weak dollar. Now, we know that part of this very strong run in gold is central banks diversifying away from the dollar. They don't want to buy euros or pounds because they're not putting up their hand really as an alternative reference currency. Crypto is not really regulated in that space yet. And that's why gold is seeing that kind of demand. So I think, yes, there's a structural change. This is not just a typical hedge against geopolitical uncertainty. This is also this time around looking, I don't want to say go back to the gold standard, but central bank saying we need something else that's physical that we can touch, that can keep its value. If the dollar or any other currency is coming under pressure.
Martin, that sounds exactly like going back to the gold standard. Let's take a look at it from a central bank perspective, because they play a fundamental role in stability, in security. Their balance sheets form part of effectively what we build fiat currency around. So if there's a fundamental shift from that perspective, that means then that currencies and everything else that are dependent on central banks in some way, shape or form are going to have to be looked at a little differently. Why would they look to this and say this could potentially be the new reference asset?
Yeah, I don't think gold will be the new reference currency just simply because there's not enough gold currently. If you want to go back to the gold standard, we don't have enough physical gold above ground to back, the fiat currency that's in circulation. But it is a way of saying, well, instead of keeping dollars, let's look at some alternative and at least bring some stability in terms of our reserves that we are keeping. So given the supply of gold being not as much as the supply of fiat currencies, that's why the price is going up. It's just pure supply and demand that's taking place. Coming into this mix and your question about the stability and us relying on, like on a dollar, we say in God we trust, because, that if someone shows you a dollar, there must be some trust that it's worth something. So behind all of that is also the whole crypto thing and the stable coin that's currently mainstream. So that will come into the mix. And that all links to the treasury market in the US and the fact that with this beautiful tax bill, they need to borrow more to make that work. And that's where the question comes in terms of if they keep on borrowing and if they just print money, that is just not sustainable. So it is looking for a little bit of a hedge, but it's not a full hedge against that. And the dollar will keep on experiencing these kind of headwinds, because if you think about the emerging world, they already want to trade in local currency. So the Chinese in renminbi and the Indian rupee. So they want to buy oil from Russia. Why do they need to pay whatever the quoted price is in dollars in London? So they want to set their own price. And all of those things are basically putting a dampening impact on the dollar value. And that's just where gold naturally comes in as an alternative for now. but there is a limit to that. So I think, you know, where we are now, given these fundamentals playing out, there's a good floor to the gold price, but it's unlikely to expect that if you get into the gold market now that you will see another 60%. I think it is going to top out, but at this point in time, we don't think that there's a massive downside given the changes in the currency dynamics.
Martin, you mentioned the limitations as well as the fact that there isn't enough gold above ground as it stands. That sounds like an opportunity for a country like South Africa that is rich in gold reserves, that has accounted for the majority of the gold that is above ground. Is this potentially a good opportunity to strategically reposition not just South Africa, countries that are holding onto gold reserves, that might have gold reserves that they can mine? Could that present an opportunity for that?
Yeah, well, I think if you look at the JSE this year, you know, it's one of the best performing markets, but it's mostly based on commodities. It's not just gold, it's the precious metals. So beginning of this year, we didn't expect any of this. You know, if you think about the budget, the VAT proposed increase was to actually cover some of the shortfalls. And now, you know, bond yields are the lowest they've been in 7 years because we had a massive tailwind in terms of further revenue collection on these commodity companies doing so well. The problem with gold in South Africa is, yes, it's still part of the mix, but our gold mines are very, very inefficient. They're very deep. The quality is not that good anymore. So if you purely think about competitiveness in the gold space, a lot of the Australian and Canadian companies are probably much better in terms of being more efficient, or put it this way, they're probably going to take out the same amount of gold at higher margins compared to what we do in South Africa. So unfortunately, the gold industry is a sunsetting industry in SA, but you're 100% right that, you know, the above ground gold, most of that is SA linked.
There certainly is more than meets the eye to this season's gold rush, and one wonders how much further it will continue and how countries will benefit from this. I think for now we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thank you so much to the chief economist at Citadel, Martin Ackerman, for joining us to take a look at the gold market at the moment and why some of the movements might be a little more unexplained than others.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.